Haphazard Adventures is filmed in front of no one, because it is a podcast.
Well, hello there.
Well, hello.
How you doing?
Doing great.
It's the last day of the 2020 Brewers Advent Calendar, day 24.
Christmas Eve!
Woo-hoo. It's actually New Year's Eve, but whatever.
It's New Year's Eve Eve. It's only like 1:30 in the morning, like technically New Year's Eve.
See, we were all caught up to do this on the same on the day with Redo, and then we just didn't because we had so much shit to do.
So much shit to do. I make frames and picture stuff, and I wanted to get those all done because for some reason we thought it would only take a day.
We're done. We're still doing it.
Fucking do a basketball hoop.
Oh my god, that my arms still hurt from putting that basketball hoop together.
I know, that was so fucking annoying. And I was like, I have like all this other stuff that I have to get done. Nope, we have to get the basketball hoop up. Basketball hoop's up for like 15 minutes. Kids are like, okay, I'm gonna go inside now. I'm like, fuck you guys.
No, the kids wanted to keep playing, but it was dark.
I did. Right now, like, it's so, I hate daylight savings time. It's no fucking point.
And it's like, dumb. And it gets dark so early, and right now it's pouring rain, so the kids can't play with it.
Yeah. And we have a puppy, and he loves the basketballs.
Oh my god, he loves them.
Chases them and jumps on the kids to get them, but it's a basketball and he can't put it in his mouth, and he tries very hard. He even like catches it with his paws. It's really fucking adorable.
So adorable.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's technically after Christmas for us, but it's supposed to be whatever. How was your Christmas?
Christmas was good. We actually did something new this year. I don't know if I liked it or not. I don't know if it's the feeling of this year or, you know, just things changing.
Well, seeing as this year was different, it made sense.
Yeah, so the kids were like, we always open one present on Christmas Eve, and it has to be usually from a sibling. Well, siblings didn't really get a chance to get any presents because we're not going anywhere, and then we spent way too much money on Amazon.
And armchair shopping is so easy.
Yes. We should never do that ever again.
Oh, we definitely will.
Yeah. And speaking of, we should be getting bird. Yay, I was paid.
Yay, money.
Check out.
Amazon Fresh, here I come.
And so we let the kids, they were like, oh, can we open two? We should open them all. And we were like, okay. So we let them open all of them. And the excitement was still there. I'm always like, is it that I'm getting older or, you know, what's changing? Because it was exciting. It wasn't as exciting, but I think that part of it is like, you're so fucking tired because it's like 6 a.m. And so we stayed up until midnight or so. We're on this really terrible schedule.
No. You and I were up until like 3 or 4. Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, we stayed up doing presents until midnight. And
there you go.
And told the kids, okay, you cannot get up early and because, you know, you're just going to have gifts from Santa. We have some little kids. And, you know, we did our family gifts. So, sidebar. We need to do the fucking telescope. I would love to look at the telescope.
We told the kids they had to get the room clean first, which they got done tonight. So okay. We can do that now.
Okay. And so everybody was like, okay, yep, we'll sleep in because our family's kind of split right now. We have half big kids and half little kids.
And you and I were up until like 3 or 4 doing gifts, making gifts.
I was up until 3. And then finally I was like, fuck, I can't go anymore. I'm so tired and I know they're not going to get up or let us sleep super in. No, those motherfuckers were up at 6.
Jack and Ting and our dear little ones were up at 6 a.m., guys, it's Christmas. It's come down. Like, we did it last night.
I cannot. And they know they can open up their stockings. They had some, Tegan had a bike, which she was so cute. She didn't get it or use it until we were up.
Yeah, because she's like, I don't know if I'll touch it. I'm like, yes, you can play with it.
You can play with it, please. I gave it to you to distract you so I could sleep. I think we did end up getting up around 10.
Yeah, we got up around 10, went downstairs, and then did the family gifts and the Santa gifts and stuff. And then we've been quarantined, so we hiked over to my mom's house.
I have to say the pressure of not worrying, you know, when we go grocery shopping has been, I've been so much less
doing the Instacart stuff.
Yeah,
less it's so much easier
and everything. I don't know if it really is for us. It probably is cheaper because we just buy like what we need, $200-$300. Like when we go to Costco, that bitch is a fucking grand.
Yeah, we're really bad window shoppers, or not? I mean, impulse shoppers.
Yes, very bad impulsive shoppers. If we see it, we get it every time. I mean, food.
New toys,
yeah. And we need to start, you know, budgeting our money a little bit better. We are going to have a big tax bill.
Such a big tax bill.
So.
But that's all fun. We should probably talk about this beer.
So this, that was like a weird segue. And so, yep, we got this beer. It's fucking purple and yellow, which makes me think of high school football, or is it
the Vikings?
Yeah.
Number 10. No, Paulsville Vikings.
Yeah. And it is a Weizenbock Hell. Oh, and we like Hell, so I'm glad. And
it's a Landenberg Weizenbock Hell.
Landenberger.
Landenberger's right. falling down.
All
right. The nice crack of the can, the snoring of our dog. Because Rupert's on the bed with us. Sleeping.
Oh, he's got his harness on.
I'll take it off in a minute. Yeah. Take off that harness.
At least he sleeps in his bed half the time.
He goes back and forth. Rupert, he's trained himself since what happened with the other puppy happened. We've kind of talked about it a little bit on this series here. Mm. Rupert, they're all in kennels, and Rupert has now gotten us trained. He now sleeps in our bedroom in a little doggy bed, and he goes from a doggy bed to in front of our bed to the side of our bed to in our bed all night long.
He moves like 10 times, but he does pretty good. And he does wake us up to go potty.
Yeah, which is amazing.
That is nice.
You can train the new puppy for that.
I know. We are getting in. Oh, we did talk a little bit. Yeah. So that'll be nice. But I want the new puppy crate trained. And that's going to be hard. Breaking Roo. Which is,
we'll have to bring the crates in here.
Tomorrow night, we have to go to bed early. Because we're going to meet the new puppy.
On New Year's Day?
The
no, we are not.
Day, Saturday after New Year's Day.
Okay. The second. Yeah. So why don't you taste the beer and tell us what it tastes like?
Why wouldn't you go taste a drink and you're talking about Rue?
I'm sorry. I like my puppy. He's cuddly. That's a weird face.
That has a weird flavor in
it? That's a face of confusion.
I was like, ooh, this is something I know. What? I don't know. It's like has a candy in it or something. It's almost like a Jolly Rancher, and then.
That's weird.
Right? You know what I'm saying? Like it has like. Can't wait to read about this one. All right. So here we go. The last melon. The brewery was founded in 1789 and has been family-owned ever since. The purest brewing water and selected regional The purest brewing water and selected regional raw materials, coupled with the state-of-the-art technology and masterful brewing skills, are the guarantors of the consistent quality of our excellent beers, which are produced according to the age-old traditional recipes. The Weizenbock from the Ladenburg...
From the Leon Rhymes.
Right? Ladenburger Brewery is a beer that has won several awards from the World Beer Cup. It is a classic top-fermented yellow... Golden yellow strong beer, which is traditionally fermented in the bottle. The foam is particularly fine poured, very stable and creamy. In appearance, one finds a strong golden yellow color with beautiful natural yeast cloudiness. The aroma is typically top fermented and fruity with a hint of banana. Is that what we taste?
I don't know.
On the palate, the Weizenbock is harmonious, full-bodied, tangy and rounded. The malt character is balanced and aromatic. In the soft aftertaste, the bock finishes mildly and takes and makes you want more, especially on cold winter days.
I disagree.
Yeah, it has not a slight banana. It has like a punch of banana.
It's a weird taste.
It's a super weird taste.
It's not. I do not enjoy that one.
I don't know. It's so confusing.
So do you?
I think it's a little too much for me. I mean, I'm going to say a 1.5.
So how would that be? So
if I was like super drunk, I might drink it.
Because if you're so, I got it. A 1.5 is you're so drunk at that point, you'll just drink anything.
Yeah.
And a 2 is you're drunk and you still have kind of like discipline.
Yeah. And it's been a while. So.
And 1 is like, man, that kind of changes their 1 rating. Because a 1, if I'm so drunk, but I still won't drink it, that's bad.
Right.
Yeah, this is like a 1, 1.5. I don't like this one. I don't want this one.
Like, now that I know it's banana, I can tell it's banana. And I'm like, ugh.
A lot of these have banana in it, too.
I know. I think
it's weird.
The banana was a common beer.
Banana.
I know. The bananas.
Oh, man. So, this tomorrow's New Year's Eve.
We could start our other beer one too.
Yeah, we've got, they're all in the fridge too.
Nice. I know one fell out when I was getting stuff out of the fridge and it was pissing me off.
Well, you get out of my fridge, huh?
My shower.
Okay. Shh, Rupert, don't snore.
He snores. The other day he was farting, and most dog farts you can't hear it, but you could actually hear it. It was so bad.
Well, he's been getting into shit until he has diarrhea, and so he farts and it's like, like last night he had a whistle fart for like 30 seconds. I was like, Jesus Christ. And then I had to take him outside to go potty. I was like, God damn it, Rupert. But so tomorrow is the last day, or today, I guess, since it's the last day of 2020. Mm-hmm. Do you think 2021 is going to be better?
Mm-mm. No, I think it's going to be a while.
You think it's going to be 2022 before we actually see real improvements?
Mm-hmm. I think probably it'll accurate. Take at least 6 months to vaccinate a good majority of the people, if not longer. And then people, I think some people will jump right back into it, but other people are going to be a lot more cautious.
Yeah, I'm going to be cautious. Like, I don't want to go back to the office. I don't want the kids going back to the school.
I know. I don't even, like, our school is trying to go back in January and I'm not having it. And so it's going to be weird because we're going to get a lot of fights about that. I wish they would see the emotional toll.
Well, it's like, why are we pushing kids to go back to school when we know we're on an upswing right now? That's what I get. We're on an upswing right now, but they're going to just wait.
Right. And it doesn't make any sense to me. But it makes me anxious, so I try not to think about it, and I just do one day at a time.
One day at a time.
And just keeping myself distracted.
But speaking of distractions, to get off this topic, we're going to watch Wonder Woman tomorrow.
We are going to watch Wonder Woman tomorrow. I'm excited. And we've been watching Ink Master.
And I want a tattoo.
And now, yeah, we're all like wanting tattoos. I feel like we're in a evolving, like we're changing. Like, you know how you change every couple of years? I feel like I've been changing so much over the last couple of years and continue to change.
Right, right. Am I changing?
Mm-hmm.
Am I becoming better or worse?
You're more open about your feelings. And, like, this is making me upset. You're able to get over it a lot easier. You're open to trying, you know, new things that you were not super thrilled about trying before. You know, like, when we went to Hawaii, you had a hard time with the water. I think now you'd be like, all right, let's do this, you know.
Let's not bring up Hawaii. That was embarrassing.
No.
But I drove that Jeep like a motherfucker, though, up that hill.
Yes, you did.
Even though it was automatic, but I still drove that thing. Had it almost sideways.
Yeah, it was pretty badass.
You were like, you can't drive a Jeep. I'm my Jeep. I'm like, bitch, I'll drive a Jeep. none of that's accurate. none of that was said.
But in Hawaii, there's no left turns whatsoever.
No backsies.
And so we always, yeah, we made up no left turns, no backsies. So if you missed it, you just didn't do it.
Right. But that is true, though. On the island of Kauai, there are basically no left turns because people, too many tourists were dumb and would YOLO it and get hit and get accidents and die. So... But that was a fun trip. We should go back to Hawaii sometime.
I cannot wait to go back to Hawaii.
I can't wait to travel, man. I want to go to...
That's like my biggest thing, yes.
I want to travel like just you and me. I want to travel like small groups of the kids, like one or two, not all of them. I really don't want to do a large 7-person vacation right now. Unless we're doing Disney. I'll do Disney.
Disney as soon as we can. I've heard Disney right now is pretty fucking amazing because there's not that many people, but I don't want to risk it either.
I'm not going to Disney right now.
Maybe after we all have the vaccination.
Yeah. But I want to do I want to go to London. I want to go to Ireland. I want to go to Japan. I want to do all these small trips. Well, these big trips, but these trips with the family and just being, I know I'm an introvert and I'm very much, I like to be at home, but this last year of being at home and not being able to go to my comic conventions, to go to the store when I want to, has really made me miss that kind of stuff. I don't miss going to the office at work at all. No, I really don't. But I do miss going to a play, going to a concert,
I think concerts will be quite some time.
Yeah. Or going to a comic. I really miss comic conventions.
Yeah. Also,
we have a lot of good friends that we see on the circuit, and we see them several times a year and hang out with them, like Dennis. And now we just haven't been able to see him.
I mean, yeah, it's hard. When you're not used to seeing somebody and you see him around con time, you'll talk a little bit before the con and then you'll talk at the con or you'll hang out a bunch for that week. And then you talk a little bit afterwards and then you both get busy. And then, the next con hits and that same cycle. And so, yeah, we do that quite a bit. So it's hard not to, be able to do that. So,
Although I bet you the next time cons come around, wish it with not our show, obviously, but Spoiler Country, with the people we've had on the show and how many episodes we have, we should probably be able to get an actual press pass.
That would be awesome.
It'd be hard for the term way to say we're not actual members of the press, whatever. When we have 550 episodes right now, and we've interviewed some of the biggest names out there.
Yeah, lots of comic people
and movie stars.
Oh yeah.
We just interviewed Taboo from the Black Eyed Peas.
That's so crazy. That's right. Awesome, though.
Up next, Frigalicious. No, probably not. Although we could probably get Will.i.am, because Will.i.am wrote a comic for Marvel a couple years ago called Master of the Sun, which is pretty good. Mm-hmm. And we could probably get him to come on. But I guess Taboo, I wasn't on it. Melissa did that one. Mm-hmm. But I guess he was really cool. Mm-hmm. And he talked about the Black Eyed Peas, talked about music, talked about how, because he's Native, talked about how the Native and him being Native or First Nation influences music, influences rapping, influences writing, because what he's doing, this is kind of cool, he's taking an old Marvel character, Werewolf by Night, who's a guy who turns into a werewolf, but rewriting it as if it's a Native American who turns into a werewolf.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it looks super cool. He's bringing a lot of Native American lore into it too.
That's really cool. I think all these people have different perspectives and different lives, and so they can really do, I mean, you could take something similar, but when people
I don't have history. Right. My history is not good history.
You are more British than the average British person.
I make you write colonizer stuff, I guess.
Right. No. With the creative minds, they're just music, most musicians can do some type of drawing. They have a creative mind. I'm really jealous. I can't even fucking think of a username. I'm and John's it doesn't have to be anything special. I'm I want it to be witty and clever. And I'm I can't. I just can't. I'm not.
Tree.
Right? I should have fucking put tree.
Fucking hilarious.
Tree with a billion E's. This is an inside joke, and it's because when I was, young, 2 or 3, 4, when I got anything that needed a name, my mom would say, what do you want to name it? Like most parents do. And I, again, having no imagination, would just look around, and we're in Washington State, so all I saw were trees. So I'm tree? My unimagination has started at a very early age,
which is funny because I was the exact opposite. When I was a kid and I had to name something or create something, I tried to make it as intricate and crazy as possible. I would I have a comic book series I stole the name, obviously, because I didn't realize I stole the name, but it was Mr. Floppy Lawson Yonkers or something like that. But I tried to make it as weird as possible, and I always try I'm gonna just be super creative and make it random. Then you learn that random does not always equal funny.
Right.
But I was always trying to push my brain to come up with the funny weird things.
Right. Mr. Blue Dolphin Pizza.
Right. That's a good one.
It's funny. I almost did it.
But is it a blue dolphin eating pizza, or is it a blue dolphin on a pizza?
Right.
So anyways, this wraps up our 2020 Brewers Advent Calendar. Next year, we're doing a different one because I don't want this one again.
Yeah, we did Costco twice. And we didn't realize they were going to have so many repeats.
Yeah.
And so we'll be finding something else out. If you have any suggestions for us, we would love to try some other.
I got it. Next year, it'll be different.
We'll do
24 sex positions. We'll podcast in the positions and talk about the difficulties and how they feel.
Oh my God. I kind of love that.
That'd be a whole different podcast. That'd be Haphazard After Dark.
Right? Oh my God.
No, I
makes me think of right now.
Right. All right. Well, before we give away too much information of what we didn't want to talk about, means that we weren't going to talk about, we're going to say bye.
Bye.
Hey everyone, don't forget to check out Y2CL on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and y2cl.net. You can catch this podcast on SoundCloud, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, or any other service that takes an RSS feed. If you want to support what we do, you can become a Patreon on patreon.com/y2cl. Give some cash and get some cool shit.